It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The House of Republicans voted Thursday morning to pass the GOP budget plan by a narrow margin of 216 to 212, the first step toward the president's plan for large-scale tax cuts. Some Republicans vowed opposition over the proposal to eliminate a federal deduction for state and local income taxes, which would hit the middle-class voters in high-tax states like New York, New Jersey, California, and Massachusetts. Another provision which would severely cut the amount one could contribute to their 401k plans is also a point of contention. The Daily Beast reported Wednesday that the head of Cambridge Analytica asked Julian Assange of WikiLeaks for help in finding Hillary Clinton's 33,000 deleted emails. CNN has more.
Sources tell CNN that the head of Cambridge Analytica, a data firm working for the Trump campaign, reached out to WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange during the campaign, asking about Hillary Clinton's missing emails. Julian Assange acknowledged this today on Twitter, that that did happen. He says he rejected the request. So the head of the firm, Alexander Nix, sent an email to several people, including top Republican donor Rebecca Mercer, relaying that he had reached out to Assange. But sources tell us, my colleague Dan and abashed that no one from the actual Trump campaign was on the email chain. For context, WikiLeaks was responsible for releasing hacked emails from the DNC and Clinton campaign chairman John Podesta's emails last year, but not Hillary Clinton's emails. We don't even know if those missing emails were ever hacked, ever obtained. And WikiLeaks has been called out by the U.S. intelligence community as a propaganda arm of the Russians. So this new revelation establishes the closest known link between the Trump campaign and WikiLeaks, and it happened while Trump was on the campaign trail, increasingly criticizing Hillary Clinton for deleting thousands of emails from her private server. We should mention the Daily Beast was first to report the email outreach to WikiLeaks. And just a short time ago, the Trump campaign head, Michael Glassner, sent out a statement seemingly obfuscating the core issue here. This is what he says. We as a campaign made the choice to rely on the voter data of the Republican National Committee to help elect President Donald J. Trump. And he claims the voter data from any other source played a key role in the victory are false. So as you see, the statement doesn't have anything to do with the main issue here of a data firm hired by the Trump campaign reaching out to WikiLeaks about Clinton's stolen emails.
The NAACP has warned African Americans to exercise caution when traveling on American Airlines, citing a pattern of disrespectful and discriminatory behavior from the company. The organization's warning came in the form of a travel advisory that described four recent times when black passengers were said to have been discriminated against. The NAACP said the similarity of the episode suggested, quote, a corporate culture of racial insensitivity and possible racial bias. A federal judge ruled Wednesday that the Trump administration does not need to resume paying the cost-share subsidies under the Affordable Care Act, saying that the administration appears to initially have the stronger legal argument over its decision to stop the payments. Premiums for the most popular plans are expected to rise an average of 34%. Window shopping on healthcare.gov went live Wednesday. Open enrollment begins November 1st. The sexual harassment charges keep coming. A second woman has come forward to claim that former President George H.W. Bush also allegedly fondled her during a photo op. Actress Jordana Gronick said, quote, he reached his right hand around to my behind, and as we smiled for the photo, he asked the group, do you want to know who my favorite magician is? As I felt his hand dig into my flesh, he said, David Kopp a feel. Bush spokesman Jim McGrath said in a statement that because President Bush has been in a wheelchair for 5 years, his arm falls on the, quote, lower waist. He continued, to try to put people at ease, the president routinely tells the same joke, and on occasion he has patted women's rears in what he intended to be a good-natured manner. To anyone he has offended, President Bush apologizes most sincerely. Five women have come forward alleging that veteran journalist Mark Halperin sexually harassed them while he was political director at ABC News. CNN broke the story.
Veteran journalist and political analyst Mark Halperin is leaving NBC News after CNN uncovered accusations of sexual harassment by five women. The women say the incidents happened during his time as political director at ABC News. NBC releasing a statement saying, we find the stories and allegations very troubling. Mark Halperin is leaving his role as a contributor until the questions around his past conduct are fully understood. Halperin issued an apology in which he admitted to pursuing relationships with female staffers, even those, some that were his juniors, and he says he now understands his behavior was inappropriate. I mean, this conversation just continues. Every day, there's some sort of revelation and people having to respond to it.
Halpern has been suspended from his role as an analyst at NBC News. MSNBC's Morning Joe co-host Mika Brzezinski addressed the allegations Thursday morning.
Now to a story that broke overnight involving someone you see around this table every day. CNN is reporting allegations regarding our friend Mark Halpern during his time at ABC News over a decade ago. Unnamed sources detailing unwanted advances and inappropriate behavior. Halpern apologized for the pain his actions caused and said, quote, I will take a step back from my day-to-day work while I properly address this situation. We're going to be following this story as it develops. I'm sure we'll be talking about it again when we know more about it.
And that's a bit of What's News for Now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider a contribution. My work is 100% listener funded, and I can't do it without you. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.